It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Protesters demanding drastic reforms to policing took over a Denver City Council meeting Monday night. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
Scores of people blazed into City Hall chanting about defunding the Denver Police Department and forcing the legislative meeting to a halt before it even began. The council threw out its rules of decorum, and the three-minute limit on speeches dissolved as protesters demanded an end to racist policing and to redirect law enforcement money toward behavioral health. Most called for abolishing the police department altogether. Candace Bailey of Denver helps children become civically engaged. She demanded change in the name of everyone killed by police over the years.
The people have stood up. The table is flipping. And I want you all to understand right now, you will be held responsible. You each have blood on your hands.
Eventually, the council got back to its normal business, which included the rejection of a contract for a school-based gang prevention program that opponents said fed a school-to-prison pipeline. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
Denver International Airport must pay Adams County more than $30 million over noise violations. That's after a judge ruled last week the DIA wasn't measuring noise properly. Adams County Commissioner Steve Odorizio says it's not yet clear what will change for residents who've complained about airplane noise.
I think it's too early for anybody living in the area to know if there's going to be major changes to what they experience day to day. But we will continue to work with Denver International Airport to mitigate some of the noise complaints that we get.
DIA says it's disappointed in the judge's decision and is considering its next steps. Mesa County's largest school district will hold in-person high school graduations next month after postponing them because of the coronavirus. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
After getting the go-ahead from the county health department, District 51 announced it will host commencement ceremonies for half a dozen high schools, July 10th through 13th. They'll all be held outdoors at a large baseball field in downtown Grand Junction. Every graduate can bring four guests, and each group will be separated by 6 feet. All grads will receive a mask emblazoned with their school's logo, which they'll be expected to wear for the ceremony. Masks are encouraged, but not required, for guests. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR.